Last week, I began a teaching on the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And I said that so many of us, we love the fact that He is our Savior. He's the bright and morning star. He's the lily of the valley. We love the fact that He is our strong and mighty tower, a present help in time of trouble. We love the fact that He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was placed on Him, and by His stripes we are healed. We love the man of Galilee who went about doing good and healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil because God was with him. We love the man Jesus when this woman was caught in adultery and they brought her to Jesus and says, Moses' law says she should be stoned. What do you say? And Jesus wrote on the ground, and then he looked up and said, He that's without sin, cast the first stone. Now, he didn't end there. He looked at the woman and says, Neither do I condemn thee. In other words, I am not going to stone thee. I'm not going to stone you either, even though Jesus was the only one who could have. He told her, Go and sin no more. Don't do it again. We love the man, Jesus, who turned the water into wine. He's at the wedding at Cana, and they run out of wine. And they don't know what to do. They're embarrassed. And just to save a moment of embarrassment, Jesus said, Fill the water pots filled with water. And he turned the water into wine. We love that Jesus. And we love it when we read the Gospels where he feeds the multitude. He cleanses the leper. He opens the blinded eyes. He raises the dead. He walks on water. We love that Jesus. But that Jesus is to be Lord. So many people believe that all they have to do is make a confession, and that's all there is to salvation. Others believe that just as long as they are baptized or join the church or are a good person, all is well. But that's because they're missing something very important, and that is He is Lord. He is not only Savior, He is Lord. As we celebrated yesterday, Resurrection Sunday, He is risen from the dead and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. In Scripture, it says the Lord 3,969 times. We must have faith and receive and accept His Lordship. He's not just a master, a teacher. He's Lord. One thing about Judas that we find, he called him rabbi. He would call him teacher, but in Scripture, you never see Judas calling him the Lord. I know so many people say, well, the plan of salvation is just simply believing and confessing, and that is a part. But Acts chapter 2, it says that we are to repent. We're to change and turn. In other words, we're no longer the Lord of our life, but He is the Lord. We're going to continue this teaching tomorrow right here on The Winning Life. And I believe we can know the truth and the truth that make us free. I'm talking to some of you right now. You're struggling with cigarettes or you're struggling with some addiction or some fear. And God wants you free. He wants to be the Lord. Would you surrender it all to Him today and allow Him to wash you, cleanse you with His blood, to help you? He came that you could be an overcomer. Why? Because in Him we have already overcome. He defeated death, hell, and the grave, and He's triumphed over Satan triumphantly. He made an open show of Him. Yes, and so right today, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank You for those that are listening right now. They love You. I pray, Father, that they surrender all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget, though, that we do have the Mysteries of the Four Blood Red Moons, that coaching CD for everyone who gives their love gift of $15 or more. Write to us, He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or he'salive.net.